What is your why? I remember learning about Andrew Carnegie. He had a goal written in his desk. After he died, they opened up his desk and found his goal. The first half of my life, I'm going to earn and make as much money as I can possibly make. The second half of my life, I'm going to give it all away. Wow, what a powerful goal that is. What a powerful why. What a powerful reason. I think at the time that he died, that he had $500 million when it was probably a couple trillion dollars in today's day and age. He spent his first half of his life earning it, and he spent the second half of his life giving it all away. That's powerful. Hi, everyone. My name is Mark Dolan. I'm your host of Time Tested Mastery, Life Lessons Sell. And today we're going to be talking about the fourth thing on my ChatGPT list, which is that exercise that I gave ChatGPT to say, hey, what do people need to know about me that they may not hear from me very often? So the entire thing is going to be in the show notes. But the fourth thing on the list is this, and I'll read it for you. It says, Mark, your family and legacy matter more than the spotlight. It says you've built companies, sold real estate, stood on stages, but behind it all, you're a husband, father, and grandfather. You don't often highlight how deeply your drive for mastery is connected to providing, protecting, and leaving a legacy. That why is what gives weight to your words. That's true. Most people don't know the inner life or the inner thoughts of anybody that they see outside themselves. You know, we see successful people and we only see the package. We only see the veneer. We only see the accolades, the trophies, the successes that they have. We never really know what's going on deep down inside them unless we have a truly intimate relationship with them. But most people have an inner life going on that we're not aware of. So finding out what really drives you or drives other people is really a hidden subject for most people. Now, let's talk about money because that's what so many people are in their business for. They think of their life as a way to earn money, to provide for their families, to build a nest egg, to build wealth. I don't really think that it's money that people are after. I mean, if you were to put $1 million in cash and set it on my desk right now, what would that do for me? Possessing $1 million of cash sitting on your desk doesn't do anything for you. It's what that $1 million can do for you that is why we go to work. It's what the money represents, what it will do for us that makes it go to work. And I'll never forget early on in my sales career, I had a transaction where I didn't have a whole lot of money, didn't have any savings or any resources, and I was living basically one commission check to one commission check. I mean, a lot of us have been there. You know, I'll never forget early on in my career, I had a transaction that I was working on for a very dear friend. And in the deal, we were about $1,400 short. And I remember as we were doing the negotiation, I had done a great job for my client. We were so close. I had met every goal that my client needed. But the way that we had been negotiating, we were still $1,450 apart, I think. And it wasn't my client necessarily, but it was somebody close to my client that said, Mark, you know, if you and your company won't throw in the money to put this deal together, the hell with you. And I remember how upset and angry I was about that. A lot of people have been in that spot. It wasn't about the $1,450. Money is money. But wealth for me was about freedom. I want to do a good job for my clients. I want to serve them, but I don't ever want to be strong-armed into having to do it. And that's what achieving the goals for me was about. Achieving the goals that I had set for myself was to have the freedom to say yes or to say no. I never wanted to have to say yes when I wanted to say no. Growing up the way that I did, by a lot of standards, it was not a difficult childhood. But my perception of it growing up financially was, there were a lot of people in the community that I lived that were very, very wealthy. We were not very wealthy. They went on ski trips to Mammoth and they went traveling overseas and they traveled for business. We really didn't do a whole lot of those things. In fact, we never did any of those things. My mother never owned a home during her entire life. She taught me how to float checks, a lot of really bad financial habits. And so for me, money was not necessarily good for its own sake. Money for me was the answer to safety, it was security, it was freedom. And so, like most parents, you know, my mother included, my mother wanted her children to have a better life than she did, and she succeeded. And I wanted my children and my family to have the things that I didn't have either. It just so happens to be that my way of approaching that was to make sure that they had enough financial resources in order to have a home, to have savings, and to have something to eat. Despite all the failures that I've made as a husband and father over my life, the core drive always for the work ethic and the drive to master things has always been able to be a provider for my family. You know, I was born to a single unwed mother in the 1960s. And you may know this, you know, a lot of people will say this. If you remember the 60s, it means you didn't live them. You know, my parents probably are the epitome of that saying. And sure, my mom made some of her mistakes along the way, and I decided that I didn't want to make the same mistakes that she did. That's the why I'm talking about. So for me, it's family. For me, it is protection and safety and legacy. What is your why? I remember learning about Andrew Carnegie. Andrew Carnegie's goal, he had a goal written in his desk. After he died, they opened up his desk and found his goal. His goal, he says, you know, the first half of my life, I'm going to earn as much money and make as much money as I can possibly make. He said, the second half of my life, I'm going to give it all away. Wow, what a powerful goal that is. What a powerful why. What a powerful reason. I think at the time that he died, the legacy that he had earned was, you know, $500 million when it was probably, you know, a couple trillion dollars in today's day and age. So he spent his first half of his life earning it, and he spent the second half of his life giving it all away. That's powerful. So take some time to think about your why. What is the reason that will get you out of bed in the morning without the alarm clock? What will motivate you to make another call? What will make you work on your database? What is it that will get you to learn the new skills? What is it that drives you that is more important than money? What is it to you that is so important that you're willing to fight and to go to battle every single day in order to grow and achieve it? So I'll leave you with that thought today. My name, again, Mark Dolan from Time Tested Mastery. It's been great having you with me today. We have one more episode in the series of What ChatGPT Says You Need to Know About Me. So we'll be sharing that in the next episode. Until then, if you found this helpful, please share it with a friend you think it might be helpful to as well. And we'll talk to you again soon.